The history of Lawrence Hargrave Drive during pre-European times cannot be documented, but there are Aboriginal oral history accounts brought down through the generations. Alan Carriage is a tribal elder from the Wadi Wadi Nation.
My original name is Gerongonga, which are porpoises. This word Gerongong, but it's named too from the porpoise. There is tribes in these areas, and the Wadi Wadi Nation, we're one of the main tribes in this area. From Botany Bay, they lived right through to, down the coast, we went as far as the Shoalhaven River. We were the first people, my tribe was the first people to help colonisation, because when they landed near Kiamaran coastline there, they had scabies and sores all over them, that my people healed them, fixed them up, and saved some of their lives and their legs with the bush medicine, which I know some of it, my mum taught me. I know some good bush medicine, actually, and good marine bush medicine too. Iron in for pregnant women and stuff like this, I know all that stuff mum taught me. We grew up around Hill 60, that's in Port Kembla. Lived on official camps, and my mum was born in Hill 60 in a tin shack. And my brother was born in the old hospital at Port Kembla, next to the swamp, the Kermadichi Swamp, my brother was born. Before mum came back to have Peter, I was sort of on the run, a fugitive with my mother, because the welfare was chasing me. I was still in my mum's belly. Unreal, isn't it?
Could the welfare have taken you away?
Oh, they could have done anything. We never had a hope. They could have done anything with us. I mean, my mum used to hide us in the sandhills. We knew the sandhills backwards there at Port Kembla. My mum used to say to me and Peter, "You boys go and get something for tea." So away we go, me and my brother. He was younger than I. We'd go down, we used to dive for lobsters, abalone. That was our food. Lobsters, abalone, oysters, sea urchins, kanji boy, all the top food in the world. It was just there for us to live on, as bush tucker and marine tucker, whatever you want to call it, you know. Sometimes we used to try and get some kangaroo meat mum used to cook up. The wonga pigeon, birds. I know all the berries. I can go in the bush and get a feed of berries. It's a very finely tuned diet we had. So anyway, we'd get home, and mum used to say, she'd cook it all up. And we used to live in a bar campy. She'd cook it all up, and she'd put it on this big old wooden table we used to have. And she'd say, I wonder what the rich people are eating tonight. And I used to be so damn naive when I was a little fella. I said, "Oh, yeah, Mum. They've got more money than us. They'd be eating better than us." And she just used to laugh at me, you know.
What sort of education did you have?
I don't know. I think I started in first class and I finished in first class, mate. I can't read and write. When I did go to school, what school I went to, the teachers tried to teach me that I was Maori. That my people were bad people. We used to kill all white men and come onto our land. That's what they taught me at school, you know. I could not learn read and write because I had that attitude put on me about being a bad Aboriginal person, because they tried to change me, but I didn't want to change because I knew I was Aboriginal.
Do any features along this coastline have a particular meaning or a place in Aboriginal thinking?
The scarpin has. The scarpin itself. It's the backbone of my people's spirituality. The scarpin at the back has got thousands of caves in it. And we've got drawings, big drawings in the cave of whales and all different sorts of fish. My mum only told me a little bit about legends. It's about five sisters to six sisters. This is why the mountains are all joined, because the evil things come from the sea, and my sisters wanted to protect the evil stuff from coming onto land. And so they gave their life, and they went up and they held each other's hands, and that's the escarpment running along the back of Wollongong. And in my culture, that the evil things were the sailing ships. That's what we tried to stop from coming on the land, as five or six sisters. And that's the story of colonisation. I don't want to go really into the bad stuff, because my mum said not to go into bad stuff, just try and fix up what you have, you know.
We asked Alan whether his people ever walked along the foot of the escarpment, where Lawrence Hargrave Drive is now.
My old people wouldn't walk through there, because the rocks used to fall all the time. A little pebble fall off the top of that and hit you on top of there, it'll go right through the top of your head. You've got to be careful at all times. That's why my people never walked down through there much. They tried to avoid it.
Your people were smarter.
Yeah, they were very smart. They wouldn't go any like, we know this party, we wouldn't endanger our lives to do it, you know.
It's only the white man that builds a road through these parts, is it?
I suppose you could say that, yeah. We just used it as a track, and I'll tell you what, it was a fast track too. But that's why my people come up over the top.